this morning from Luke 17th chapter. The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you." From the cover of our bulletin, let's say it together: increase our faith. Let's stand and sing two verses of the opening hymn before the sermon.
We walk by faith and not by sight.
May the words of my mouth and may the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." These are thy holy words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us in thy truth, for thy word is eternal truth. Amen. This morning I can say with confidence that I live by faith. This morning I can say with confidence that I live by faith. Tomorrow and tomorrow's mornings thereafter, I hope I will be able to continue to say, "I live by faith and by faith alone." When I say, and when we say, that we live by faith, what are we saying? The classical biblical definition of faith is found in the book of Hebrews, chapter 1, verse 1. You know it, but I'll refresh your memories. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Okay? Faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. This definition of faith throws reason to the wind. This definition of faith throws reason out the window. Faith is unreasonable. It is rather than reason, it is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. Faith is not rational. It doesn't make sense. Nothing can be proved by faith. Thus, faith has as its two best synonyms trust and belief. When the backbone, core, and guts of who we are as Christians is faith, it becomes a hurdle, it becomes a barrier, it becomes a mountain made of stones for anyone and everyone whose backbone, whose core, and whose guts rely on reason. Faith is unreasonable. Doesn't make sense. Reason laughs at faith. Thus, it is not easy to live by faith, because all of us by nature have reason built into our psyches. It is a blessing that it is so. It is a blessing to have powers of reason. Reason enables us to be productive. Reason enables us to be charitable and sometimes whimsical. Reason helps us to make wise choices, even when we're fishing halibut. Reason protects us, and oftentimes, because we can reason, we are kept safe from danger and harm. But as Christians, we've also had experiences where reason fails us. And the only answer is that there is no answer, and that we must simply believe. Rationally, it doesn't make sense. Rather, we must simply trust. It's what the Bible calls faith. When I was here 10 years ago, a mother in this congregation, and I have permission to share the name of the two people involved. It was Jenny Briner and her son, Sawyer. Jenny had just picked Sawyer up from the Rebbe house, taking him home. Sawyer was 4 years old, something like that. And on their way home, Sawyer said, "Mommy, I don't believe in Jesus." And Jenny said, "You don't believe in Jesus? Well, why not, Sawyer?" "Well, after not answering, there was another pause. And Jenny said, "Well, Sawyer, if you don't believe in Jesus, who do you believe in?" And Sawyer said, "I believe in Pastor Owl." Some of you have heard that story before. One of my favorite stories, "I believe in Pastor Owl." "Well, why do you believe in Pastor Owl?" "Well, it's easy," he said. "I can see him. I can't see Jesus. Out of the mouth of babes, huh?" The little guy's power of reason was at work. "I can see Pastor Owl. I can't see Jesus." But faith, you see, is not built upon what we can see. Faith is not built upon what we cannot touch. We all wish we could see Jesus. You know the Al Dwyer story. Many of you do. We all wish we could have an experience, a first-hand experience with an angel. As an angel came into Al's room down in Everett with Sally present and offered and served communion to both of them. An angel which, as suddenly as it appeared, suddenly disappeared. And no one else knew of that angel's presence. We all wish we could be like the Apostle Thomas, who said, I can't believe until I see. And so Jesus held out his hand, and Thomas touched his hand to Jesus' nail-pierced hands and said, now I've seen, and so I can believe. But faith for many of us, for most of us, if not all of us, we're not privy to such firsthand real life experiences with our Lord. Faith is not built upon, for you and me, what we can see and what we can touch, but upon what we cannot see. And a wonderful example is the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul, persecutor of the Christians, his experience on the Damascus Road, one day as he was walking, out of nowhere came a thundering voice. The Bible says it was the voice of Jesus saying, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Even after Saul, now become Paul's, whirlwind conversion experience, the Apostle Paul later said, now I only see in a mirror dimly. I can't see it all. I don't understand it all. It's not until someday down the road, Paul said, that I shall fully understand. It seems reasonable that the Apostle Paul, of all people, after that conversion experience on the Damascus Road, should have been able to understand. Instead, he called it, that I see in a mirror dimly. It was like trying to see in a Petersburg Narrows fog. Fuzzy understanding, Paul said. In spite of God's intervention in his life, there was still stuff he couldn't comprehend. And that's the Apostle Paul. That's where he was, and the only rational answer that he could come up with was that sometime there is no here and now answer except for the answer of faith. So, what is it? What is it that we call faith? It's something we can't prove. It's something we say we have, but it's so hard to define and tell someone else who doesn't have it what we have. It's the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. And the Apostle Paul had it. He had it. He wrote about it in the book of Ephesians. For by grace, Paul says, I am saved. And it is a gift of God. This faith truth that Paul writes about, this faith hope that Paul writes about, goes far beyond reason, goes far beyond our comprehension. The fact that we can be saved by God's grace with no merit or work of our own. Yet, we believe it. It's called faith. I've never talked about this, even with my wife. You see, I'm a Norwegian. That's sometimes a hindrance. Don't you know that? Plus, I'm a male, and that doesn't help things either when it comes to sharing stuff. Sometimes I'm prone to keep stuff to myself. It's not like women. They usually like to share much more easily than us men. My wife's father-in-law going back to her first marriage, before Rick's death, her father-in-law was my homiletics professor, the art of preaching, homiletics. During those seminary years, Dr. Halverson was one of the idols of the entire church. He not only taught preaching at seminary, but he was in high demand throughout the church nationally as a preacher and as a teacher, as one who conducted homiletical clinics, teaching preachers, wherever they were in small groups, the art of preaching using some of his texts that he had written about preaching. When I married Mary Ann 20 years ago, this wonderful man, Dr. Halverson, became a part of my life in a new way. No longer my professor, but now the dearly beloved father-in-law of my wife. I loved that man and stopped just short of worshiping him as I crept into his wonderful family through my marriage to Mary Ann. Dr. Halverson was more than a preacher. He was a man of deep and profound faith. And I'll never forget the day we stood around his casket as it was lowered into the earth and gently disappeared. With this question running through my mind, is this the end? Or is this the beginning? This faith question hit me like perhaps I had never been hit before. I love that man, and I saw him disappear from my life. And the question confronted me, is this the end? Or is it the beginning? Simply, is there a resurrection? What do I believe? What do I know? Today, I stand before you. I can see Arndt Halverson's casket slowly going down, sinking, disappearing. And I heard these words ringing in my ears. Faith. What is faith? Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Today I live by faith. Tomorrow? And tomorrow's tomorrow? I hope I can continue through all the rest of the days of my life to say this, that I live by faith. Glance at the cover of your worship bulletin. Montana's wheat that you see there has been turned into bread. And that bread has been taken to that little beautiful white frame church that you see in the background. It's been taken not only to that church, but it's been brought to ours, where by faith The breads become Christ's body, where by faith it is joined by wine, become Christ's blood. And you and I will come to this table of grace once again. This morning, October 2nd, 2016, at Petersburg Lutheran Church, in a place called Petersburg, Alaska, 99833. And we will come to this table of grace by faith. We will come with faith. We will come under the umbrella of God's grace by faith. I will come in the words of Martin Luther, not by my reason and not by my strength, but I will come to the table of grace, led by the Spirit, with the understanding that there are some things I don't understand, such as wheat turned into the body of Christ, such as grape turned into the blood of Christ. I don't understand it, but man, do I believe it. For it is by grace that I am saved. It is a gift that sometimes I don't understand, but something I hope I will always believe. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to your table of grace once again as your children, not by our reason or strength, but led by the Spirit, to receive the gift of your presence that fills our lives, that brings joy and peace in a world that sometimes things go on that we don't fully understand. Thank you for this place and for this time together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us sing the verses 3 through 5 of that same hymn.